Good morning. I greet you all in the name of our beloved Master Jesus Christ. My name is Thulane. Today, in context, I wish to teach about problem solving in the context of trusting God, the Father, in the context of trusting Jesus Christ as the Son, and finally, in the context of trusting the Holy Spirit as the helper or as our helper. By the way of introduction, let us read together from the book of Daniel, chapter 2. Verse 17. Then Daniel returned home to his house and explained the matter to his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Our scripture reading ends here. Fellow brethren, I just want to give the contextual background of this scripture or of the entire scripture. King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream which he didn't understand, or which he misunderstood. Now, he called the soothsayers, he called the astrologers, and all magicians of that time in Babylon. So they went to him with their expertise, or with their knowledge, in a bid or in an attempt to solve the problem or to explain the dream that he didn't understand. Failure to do so, the king issued the verdict to Arioch that all these people, all these soothsayers, all these astrologers, all these magicians, and other false prophets should be killed. Key amongst them, there was a true servant of God, Daniel, and his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Now, as soon as Daniel received this news, he went to Arioch to get an explanation of what happened. And Daniel went back home. Now the question is, was Daniel dejected or was Daniel inspired? Then let's paraphrase what is written on verse 18. He urged them to plead for mercy from God of heaven concerning this mystery, so that he and his friend might not be executed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. So, which means Daniel was inspired because of his trust in God. He told his friends to plead for mercy. How do you plead for mercy from God? Through prayer. Through repentance. And through fasting. So, but the Bible here doesn't specify. But the latter part of this chapter, it speaks about the revelation that Daniel had through a vision. God heard. God listened. And God shown them the mercy that they pleaded him for. So, which means their trust in God yielded the results. Now, God gave a response promptly to Daniel. Well, when you read the scripture further, Daniel went to the king and pleaded for an extension or for some time. Indeed, that happened. Daniel went back to the king to explain, to solve the problem of that dream. So, Daniel's dependency on God was seen at play in this scripture. So God explained the details of that dream. Daniel now was empowered by his trust in the God, in God to solve problems. So now, the question is, when we are facing challenges, or when we are faced with the task of solving bigger problems, who do we trust? Who do we trust? Because an ability, this scripture depict the one thing, that an ability to solve problems or to solve this particular problem rested with none other than God of heavens, as verse 18 says. He urged them, that's Daniel, he urged them to plead for mercy from God of heaven concerning this mystery, which means the wisdom of solving all our problems reside with the wisdom that God can dispatch to those who plead with him to grant them wisdom. Hallelujah. Now, I want to cite other prominent example of trusting God to solve problems. Let's look at the family of Jesse, the father of David. Jesse had sons, and David was one of his sons. So, David was never a prominent child in that family. When King Saul faced a battlefield challenge, David was busy shepherding his father's sheep. Now, in the wilderness where David was by himself and the flock of his father. He was solving problems. He was trained how to solve problems. David had a skill, a very crucial skill and scaring skill of killing bears, of killing lions. One eventful day, his father Jesse, he asked him before he took his flock into the wilderness for grazing. He said, take this food and refreshments and go and give it to your brothers who are at the battlefield alongside King Saul. Upon arrival, David saw a giant by the name of Goliath who was insulting the Israelites. But it didn't end there. But he was also undermining the Most High God. Now, this incensed David, and he requested to say, I can face this man. I can solve the problem of being undermined by the Philistines. Hallelujah. So, his brother was doubtful to say he's too young to face Goliath. But through insistence and persistence, he was given a task to go and fight Goliath. And indeed, because of his trust in God, of solving this gigantic problem that was facing his nation, that was threatening the foundation of their faith and belief in God. Indeed, he knocked down Goliath. He solved the problem. After solving the problem, rewards were directed to him, or he received the rewards. But the greatest reward was that he solved the problem that was faced by his nation. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to go to the gospel of Jesus Christ. The ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ lasted only for 3 years. But in the main, the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ solely existed to solve one problem: the sinful nature of mankind. How? Through the blood that was shed on the cross. How? Through forgiveness of sins that come through repentance. How? Through the gifting of the Holy Spirit, who is declared as our helper amid all challenges that we face. In conclusion, are we aware that problem-solving ability lies with the power of the cross, lies within the blood of Jesus, lies within the power of repentance, lies within the power of accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and finally lies with the power of the Holy Spirit as our helper, the Holy Spirit as our counselor. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, I come before your throne of grace, asking for all of us, the followers of Christ, to understand that we cannot solve worldly problems on our own, but we need the Holy Spirit as our helper, the Holy Spirit as our advocate, to help us in solving some of the daily problems that we face. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.